How's the first week been?
It's been great. Just getting in the playbook, trying to get adjusted to things. It's a little different than the offense that I come from, so I'm still learning.
What's so different about it? For you, what's the biggest difference for you?
It's going from a concept type offense, and then back in my school where you're a digit system, so everything's a lot easier. You can just tell, you can line up and you tell somebody they have a number route, and they'll know what to run. Instead of here, it's a whole concept of the play.
Can you get an idea of how you'll be used in this short of a time, or is it really still learning everything?
Really, right now we're all still learning. It's a new offense for everybody. They just got it maybe 2-3 weeks ago, so everybody else is still learning as well. So right now it's really just, it's up in the air, and it's up to coach, where and how he's going to use me.
Did you learn multiple spots, or do you start by learning one specific spot and then sort of branch out from there?
I kind of teach myself by learning one spot and then, learning the whole play as well. So that way, you don't have to just play one spot. You can get substituted in here or there.
What spot is that? I mean, I assume it's on the outside. Is it Victor? They said it'll probably play the slot here.
Right. So I kind of taught myself the X right now, and learn the Z as well, just so when you're in, you're in the 2-minute and you don't switch sides, you know exactly what's going on. And then you move on to the inside, because coach says he would love for me to go inside and do some things. So kind of just learning it all, day by day.
This offense is supposedly fast-paced. Can you just talk about building up that rapport, with the quarterbacks? Eli, I don't know how much he's been doing, but just kind of building up that rapport with reading his body language and whatnot?
Right now, for me, it's a lot of, learning the offense and, not so much what the quarterback's doing. It's kind of just feeling adjusted, and that way, when it is time to, get on the same page with him, it'll be a lot easier because I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and he obviously knows what he's supposed to be doing. So it'll be a trust thing from there.
I don't think Ruben is a personal tutor for you, but he's someone who you know. So, I mean, he's learning the offense too, but what kind of relationship have you rekindled since you've been back with him?
It's been great, to see Ruben. He kind of, when I came into LSU, he taught me the ropes there, and, he's teaching me things now. But, like you said, may not be the best personal tutor, but, he'll teach me what I need to know, and, as far as the position is that he plays and the opposite side as well.
What about just the personal comfort zone of having someone maybe to look after you a little bit?
It's definitely comforting, to have a piece of home, out here at my new home. So, just hanging out with him and kind of rekindling our relationship has been fun.
Speaking of tutors, what about Victor Cruz? I'm sure you've worked with him now.
Absolutely. Victor was kind of one of the guys that I watched a lot last year, and he's kind of one of the people that I modeled my game after. So to be able to have him in the room and be able to pick his brains has been, it's been great for me.
How quickly after you were drafted did Randall reach out to you? Because I know, when we talked to you, on the conference call, he hadn't yet, but, when did he kind of call you or text you or anything like that?
It was crazy because he texted me before the draft actually happened, and he was like, good luck today, just praying for you, that type of thing. And then after the draft, your phone just goes off. So he kind of waited maybe two days or something like that, and then he hit me up, and it was just like, it's great to have like that big brother back in your life.
How many years did you play together at LSU?
We only played one, but it was a great year.
Were you on the field together a lot?
Absolutely. We usually played, him and I were starting at the time, and we did a lot of me and him lined up on the same side, and just being next to him, and then it's like, you're back at it again. It's like you never left.
So you think that could help? I mean, once you guys learn the offense and maybe your own body language between the two, you could, kind of get that back again?
Definitely. Playing with him and just knowing, kind of being able to read each other's minds to an extent, even though we only played for a year, it'll make it easier, after we play for a year or two or however many.
Obviously, you know Eli from past, camps and stuff. What was that like when you came here? What did he kind of say to you, and what kind of chemistry, if any, do you have, even though it's been a small sample size of working together?
It's been pretty surreal, actually, just, going to the Manning camps and throwing with him. And then back in high school, I think it was my sophomore or junior year, he came back to school and he was throwing. And, Coach Stu always tells me about how him and Peyton were deciding who gets to throw with me, because, we had other receivers out there, but they were young. So one day thinking that, maybe I'll get to play with one of the Mannings, and, now here I am. It's pretty surreal.
Has he said anything to you about that, Eli?
He messes with me all the time, calling me a greenie and stuff like that. How it's great to have another greenie on board. So, I always joke with him about it.
He said when he came back, he noticed pretty quickly that you were not like a lot of the other high school receivers. And he kind of, he and Peyton always said, they wanted to kind of give you in their rotation to throw to.
I take it as a compliment, I guess.
Yeah, that's what he meant it as.
Yeah, just being able to throw with, you know, two legendary quarterbacks. You know, you got Peyton and Eli. Just, you know, I remember throwing and running routes, and I ran a post, I think, and Eli threw it, and before I could look up, it was like the ball was just in your hands. It was like, you know, something I wasn't used to. So it's pretty comforting.
Your high school quarterback couldn't do that?
Oh, my quarterback was pretty accurate in high school. I used to tell him all the time, if he has a little bit more height, then, you know, he could have played somewhere. But, you know, Ryan Brenner actually, and, you know, I talked to him on a day-to-day basis as well.
How tough is it going to be knowing fully well that you may be in competition for playing time with Ruben? And is that a little difficult to think about? You know, like here's somebody you're close to, and the two you're going to be battling for to try to get on the field at the same time.
I guess in a way, you know, it brings a different level of competition to us. But you know, Ruben and I are close, and we're going to compete every single day. And you know, I'm pretty sure he has his spot, and you know, I'm just competing for, you know, one of these other spots or wherever coach wants to put me.
Have you had any discussion on where you're going to fit into the kick return, punt return role?
I talked to coach. Maybe about doing a little bit of punt return. I know Holiday and they got a few other guys on kick return and punt return as well, maybe. So right now that's really up in the air. Right now I'm really just trying to, you know, get the offense down and you know, get on the field somehow, some way.
I know Eli's learning a new offense too, but does he talk to you at all about how he wants things to work in this offense?
Right now, not really. We're all kind of, yeah, it's a little too early. We're all just kind of learning. And, you know, for me, I'm getting a lot thrown at me because, you know, they're a little bit ahead of me, so I'm trying to catch up to where they're at. And, you know, it's been fun trying to learn the new system, and I'm looking forward to it.
Has he been on the field with you guys much?
He has. He's been out there. I think it was the first week he was out there. I didn't see him today, but, you know, just we're all still in the process of getting it all down packed. And, you know, right now for me, it's not so much who's out there. It's kind of, you know, what I need to learn.
What do you think?
Is it a relief that the contract is signed and then there's no holdout, there's no worrying about it, anything? You're signed, sealed, delivered, you're here.
It's definitely a comforting feeling, but it really doesn't feel too much different because it's like, you know, everything leading up to that point was so climactic. It's just, that's like, that was just the final piece of the puzzle.
What do you think, you know, we're a teammate of Ruben's, and I'm sure you've seen him play in the NFL a bunch of times. You know, what does he bring? You know, what kind of receiver do you think he is?
His size is just something that you can't really teach. You know, he's a 6'3", 6'4". I know he's a lot bigger than I am. And, you know, he's got great ball skills. He's probably – I remember learning from him at LSU, watching him on a day-to-day basis, everything that he does. And a lot of my game actually comes from the things that he's done.
For a lot of rookies, the speed is a big adjustment. Frankly, that doesn't figure to be a problem for you. I mean, does that make this whole transition easier?
It's definitely going to take getting used to. It's like coming from, you know, high school to college. You know, you were the fastest in high school, and you get there, and you have to get used to that new speed. I remember going up against guys like Tyron and Moe and Therrell and all these other guys who were there, and it's just like it took me a while to get used to it. But then once you get used to it and you settle down, you know, it makes things a lot easier.
And I don't know if you saw the Giants much in the past, but when Hakeem Nicks was healthy, he and Victor formed a pretty good deep threat. I mean, do you anticipate, you know, what you and how you and Victor might help each other, you know, as far as getting open for deep balls?
Actually, they had me running a few of the, you know, some deep routes, and it's just something that, you know, in this offense, whether I'm going over the top or he's going over the top, you know, we're just all working to get each other open.
You mentioned the 3 weeks ahead that they have, you know, a 3 week lead on you as far as learning the offense, learning the playbook. Is the gap that large, or do you almost sense that there's a comfort level for you knowing that they're not that far ahead of where you are because everyone is still learning?
I really just kind of try and focus on, you know, what I need to learn right now and not so much about, you know, how far ahead are they of me. It's just, for me, the most comforting thing is being, you know, within myself and being able to feel comfortable to step on the field with those guys who do know a little bit more than I do.
I guess the better question is, when you're out on the field now with them, it's been about a week, feel that far behind, or do you feel like you are catching up pretty quickly?
I feel like I'm catching up, but to an extent, you know, it's so much being thrown at you at one time that, you know, it's still going to take time to get used to.
How realistic do you view it then, to be able to contribute immediately? I mean, if that hasn't been something here, a lot of times the rookies take some time during the season to, you know, get in the action and get actual playing time. How realistic do you think that is?
Well, it's not really up to me. You know, it's kind of up to the coaches and how he wants to use me. But, you know, the plan is always to play. You know, being a competitor, you're going to compete every single day for a spot. So, honestly, I'm just going to compete and do my best, and whatever the coach decides, what he decides.
What you know, you mentioned your old high school quarterback, and if he was a little bigger, he might, you know, be at this level. You've heard about your size as well.
Right.
You know, do you have any questions at all about coming to this level with your size?
No, not really. I think there's some other guys in the league who may be smaller than I am, and guys that I watch, like Percy Harvin, I think we're about the same size, and he may be a little bit faster, but it's just it's something that I don't really think about. You know, you got guys like Tyrann Mathieu in the league. Like, size is really no matter.
Do you put pressure on yourself to make that immediate impact? There's a lot of expectation in this market already for you and what you can do. Do you put that pressure on yourself?
I don't really ever put pressure on myself. It's just kind of something that, you know, I expect of myself, and being a competitor that I am, you know, you don't want to be on the bench or not playing and not contributing to the team. But honestly, like I was saying, it's really up to, you know, the coach who decides whoever plays. So right now I'm just, you know, trying to get adjusted to the system and the playbook and you know, compete for a spot.